The other day, Pat and I both heard this, and we both thought it was hilarious. And Pat isolated the moment for us. And it's been a while since we had a little political quote fun. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate,
yep.
And he was talking specifically about the Georgia voting laws passed, and
yep.
How on the heels of that, some companies, some corporations,
Coca-Cola, Delta,
said, yep. You know, we're not happy with
baseball.
This.
Yeah,
things like
that.
Baseball. Yep.
And Mitch wasn't happy about that, Mr. McConnell, and voiced his opinion, saying that he thought the companies were wrong. And then someone got to the point and said these words about corporations and involvement in politics. All right, here's what Mitch said.
My advice to the corporate CEOs of America is to stay out of politics.
All right. All the money they've given.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Exactly. One more time.
Play that again.
He said it with a straight face.
He did.
My advice to the corporate CEOs of America is to stay out of politics.
As they give millions to both parties. Yeah, stay out of politics, please.
On the other hand, as a candidate, it's probably good advice.
Yeah.
Great advice. Don't allow yourself to be smeared and investigated.
A corporate CEO should stay out of politics. Yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how many politicians wouldn't have campaigns,
right.
Would have absolutely no financing, unless it was for corporate. And,
yeah, and all the lobbyists.
The politicians.
Well, the K Street and
I
everything.
Mean, yeah.
And it goes even for local politics, state politics.
I mean.
Come on.
That's one of the biggest, Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why we were amused by that.
Yeah, I thought at first it was satire. I thought maybe Mitch McConnell is just a comedic genius that I never thought of. But no, he was serious. And in fact, I think he talked again yesterday and said, oh, I wasn't talking about contributions. Well, no,
yeah,
of course not.
No.
No.
Let me clarify that.
So just don't get involved in the fray.
You're right, yeah.
The courts have already ruled that's free speech anyway, so
they
it wouldn't have. Matter.
Right.
And who fought? Who fought to get rid of McCain-Feingold?
Oh, yeah.
In the courts. Yes. In fact, the court case has Mitch McConnell's name on it because he took it to court and he won. So that way, getting rid of it.
No, don't tell us your opinion. Don't tell us what you think. Give us your money.
Give us your money.
And then just stay out of it.
Right. Because you're just giving us your money out of the kindness of your heart?
We expect,
probably not.
We expect nothing in return.
No.
Two major things in Washington. They pass a lot of bills before they read them, and they open their mouths before they think.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and again, he said it with such a straight face.
Well, it was funny that he said that the other day. Charlie and I, we were reviewing some old promos that we had done on the Morning Team show. In fact, you, the listener, will get to hear one of them that Charlie, you talked about from probably 2009, 2010 about Chuck Schumer. And that was 10 years ago. Chuck Schumer said something dumb, and now Mitch McConnell is saying something dumb. So, Art, you are correct. It's just time-honored tradition. They will say something dumb.
I can't imagine politicians saying anything dumb. Can't imagine that.
Well, and that's the beauty. I mean, because as much as a politician, whoever it may be, is getting so focused on what they had said, just give it a few days. And somebody else will come up and say something that will take the spotlight off of you. And that
it won't
okay.
take long.
Not at all. But yeah, we were amused by that.
Here's the more, I was about to say amusing, but I think it's scary part, is that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, because I brought him up how he said something dumb 10 years ago, have been their party's leaders in the Senate for that long.
Yeah.
We're still talking about them a decade later. Wow.
That's dumb.
That's just amazing. That is amazing. Things change, except in the Senate.
Where they always stay the same. Seemingly.
Much. They rotate.
They
rotate seats.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the amusing moment again, Senator McConnell. It's been a while since we've really had a good one that just kind of just stands out there and you can laugh about.